Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
That's Barbara Lewis bringing us back. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray, the author of the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, the creator, the publisher of Smart Hustle magazine. Ramon, tell us a little bit about Smart Hustle.
Hey, Jim, thank you. It's good to hear your voice. And, I am the technology evangelist, as you know, and you said, Jim, and with my other company, Small Biz Technology. But over the last few years, I love doing what you're doing, which is interviewing and talking to small business owners and entrepreneurs. And so I kind of made a shift and just like any entrepreneur wanted headache, misery, and pain and created a new company. So that's Smart Hustle Magazine.
But you were smart enough not to go into radio. I always admired you about that. You were very smart in that way. So that's how they found you, right? SmartHustle.com?
Exactly. SmartHustle.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. So one of the things that you've been working on recently, as smart as you are, you're smart enough to know you don't know everything. That's the one of the
Absolutely.
Keys, right? And so you've realized that there were some areas that you could use a little coaching in, and you've sought that out, and you'd like to recommend that to my audience. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Absolutely. And what I call this is kind of getting smarter. And as you said, we all know something, Jim. You're probably one of the smartest guys in the world. But in my case, I'm deficient, Jim, in so many areas. So one of the areas, for example, is finance. And I can't definitely have a full discussion about how to do finance. But what I've done, Jim, in the nutshell is I've hired someone to help me understand finance and analytics. But first, we can talk about finance if you want. Just to help me understand profit and loss. Balance sheet, how to do my accounting
software better. The relationship between cash and accounting.
Yes, yes. And I'm still on the journey of learning it. But it's just, Jim, I was realizing I'm losing money. I'm doing things that might be unprofitable that are generating revenue,
exactly.
But not profitable, things you know.
If you don't understand the middle of the first you got to understand how the operating statements work and the relationship of that to the balance sheet. But if you don't understand the middle part of the operating statement, where the gross profit is created, see, you know what your rent is. You know what your insurance bills are. You know what your payroll is. But because those are budget items, right? You know what those checks have to be every month. But you've got to create something that's left over before you pay those bills from your sales revenue. So, you know, you can sell $1 million worth of stuff, but if you need a $50,000 a month to pay your bills, if that $1 million a month only creates $45,000, you're going to be in the hole.
Exactly.
So like you said, you got to find out, how do I sell stuff that makes more profit?
Right. And that was the part that I was in, Jim, is that, you know, looking at my bank account, okay, I got $50,000 or $20,000, whatever the number is in it, I'm doing great. And not realizing, no, I'm doing bad because I have other expenses coming or debt or, you know, as you know, Jim, I do take Twitter chats and webinars. And it could be anything you're selling, whatever the audience is selling. But looking at that, do I need to raise prices? Am I making money from this activity? Or everyone I'm doing, am I losing money? So that's what I'm trying to learn how to do better.
Well, that's exactly right. And so that's a combination of not just finances, but pricing, product pricing, and also discipline, because you might have to get rid of some products. You might have to fire some customers.
Exactly.
That's another part of finance too, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And I've gone through that. Really had to reorganize my small team of 10, and I think it's a lesson learned for all because it's hard. But if you look at your numbers, as Kevin O'Leary says, whether I'd be curious, Jim, if you like him or don't like him, Shark Tank. But as he says, money never lies. Meaning, you know, it's just a fact. It's just very objective, and that's what it's helped me do. Jim.
And there's another thing that people don't think about, and that is the impact of time on your finances, because time is mostly not in your favor.
Yeah.
Because time is the time people take to make decisions to whether to do business with you, but it's also the time between when this bill comes and the next one comes. And the bills always come. The bill clock always works, but the sales clock doesn't always work. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing people don't realize, the impact of time on finances. That's the time, that's where the cash flow comes in.
Right. It's funny you said that, Jim, because as a small business owner, as we do work, when I bill out a vendor, oftentimes larger companies, I did this when I testified to Congress a few weeks ago, they say, oh, we're going to pay you in 90 days or a year or 10 million years. But the vendors I work with who I have to pay, Jim, they want that cash on demand.
Oh, yeah.
I took a photo for you. Give me my $200 immediately.
That's the time. That's what I mean by time. And and see, that's where if you don't understand the difference in days payable and days receivable, then you get into trouble, because what you just said was my vendors want me to pay them in immediately or in 30 days, but my customers won't pay me for 60 days.
Right.
You got to fund your company for 30 days then.
Right. That's true. And it's not easy. I mean, I guess that's the rising of these, not the payday, those are for consumers, but, you know, the fast loan, get out of debt quick type of businesses, which can get you in trouble with their high finance rates and things of that nature.
They can. But, you know, you're good for you for realizing that, you know, it's not enough just to be good at what you do. Mm-hmm. You got to manage what you're doing.
It's important, Jim. And I must see, it's helping.
And I bet you've noticed also that nowhere in this training is your coach trying to make you into an accountant.
Right. Exactly.
That's
a good point.
Yeah, managing your records, the reports that come from your finances, is a discipline unto itself. The creating the document, that's for the accountants. Let them do that. Hire them to do that. Tintel, right back with Ramon Ray. We're going to talk about what he's learning about analytics, Google Analytics, and how that converts to profit for him. Tintel, stay with us. I'm Jim Blessing.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.